Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The story that came out is this New York Times piece, and it's accusing Elon Musk of being a drug addict, basically. It's accusing him, well, not basically, it's saying that he's a drug addict. So the headline is, on the campaign trail, Elon Musk juggled drugs and family drama. Now, beneath, you have the Daily Beast. Insiders spill Elon Musk's frenzied drug use at Trump's side. So this is memorandum. If you Google this stuff, because Google's algorithms are insane and completely biased. If you Google, like, if you Google Elon Musk, his name that comes up, I mean, the top stories are all of it are drugs, drug use, et cetera, et cetera. He's been using drugs far more intensely than previously known. He allegedly took large amount of drugs, including ketamine. What is ketamine? I don't even know what ketamine does, Kane. What does ketamine even do?
I've heard of it. I honestly don't know what it does.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what it does either. But he's apparently on it. He said he takes ketamine. So Elon Musk on ketamine and took large amounts of drugs. I'm just looking at all these headlines. Juggled drugs and family drama. They started saying family drama as well. Insiders. He allegedly took, the Guardian, a piece of trash, is the only one that said allegedly. I think he said one time that he was prescribed certain things and that he took certain things to help with depression or something like that. But that's kind of a far cry from being a drug addict. And when you look at memorandum, which is super left-leaning and aggregates all of this stuff to their perspective, it says the Musk heavy drug use, Musk's abuse of ketamine and ecstasy. Musk grew close to Trump while on ketamine. I mean, it is absolute. It's all this, you know, it's CBS, it's Huffington Post, it's Associated Press, Raw Story, Mother Jones, ABC, Wall Street Journal. There's two pieces from the New York Times on this, all of this. And they're all saying that, oh my gosh, can you believe this? And we saw some texts that talked about it. So the New York Times says that they saw some texts that talked about Elon Musk's use, and therefore that makes it true because they saw people talking about it in text. Now, this is like the big thing. It's trending on social media. This is a new angle through which they're going to go at him. And I mean, Democrats are piling on. I mean, it's just, here's my thought on this whole thing. As I'm sitting back and I'm watching the idiotic debate over the big, beautiful bill, if you want to call it that, when I'm watching all of this stuff, my first thought is this. I don't care. Now, why don't I care? Dana, Elon Musk, allegedly by the New York Times. You mean the same New York Times that ran with the Russian disinformation story? You mean the same New York Times that was trying to portray Donald Trump Jr. as a traitor to the nation with a meeting involving Natalia Levitskaya, that chick who's from Fusion GPS, who is running middleman for the actual Russian oligarchs, and they were laundering this Oppo research for the DNC through all of these outlets. You know, I had a story about Nelly Orr coming up later. All of this stuff, lots of receipts that came out from Nelly Orr over at DOJ. You know, Nelly Orr, Bruce Orr is her husband. Nelly Orr worked with Fusion GPS. She was a principal player in the Russian disinformation story. She was a principal player in getting the FISA court to sign off on a surveillance warrant, bypassing all of the firewall, the protections that are supposed to exist for American citizens. That Nelly Orr. Yeah, all of this stuff. All of this. The New York Times, the same entity that ran those stories, that platformed all of that, that had reporters that were questionably on the dole of the DNC and Fusion GPS, that New York Times, they're the ones that are saying that they saw texts and therefore Not, they didn't actually see Elon Musk do any drugs. They just saw texts that talked about it. And so, therefore, that means he is absolutely a drug dealer, and it is a very, very serious issue. He was involved in the white. That explains Doge. Doesn't this seem a little bit like retribution on behalf of Democrats over questions of the auto pen this past week? What's more, I mean, these are the same entities. And I went back, and this morning what I was doing, let me pull up my list. Oh, I went, it's interesting, all of these entities that I just mentioned in the aggregate reporting of the New York Times piece, every single one of these entities, oh, here's ABC's piece, Hunter Biden laptop is no news, Hunter Biden laptop disinformation. These were all the same entities that downplayed literally everything that came out on that laptop. Now, I put a photo up on X earlier, and I just want to bring it to your attention that Hunter Biden, while he was literally videotaping himself, digitally recording, I guess is the way to say it, not really videotaping, while he was digitally recording himself, and this was all on the laptop, this is the one that he abandoned, this is how we have all of this, literally smoking crack and cutting up cocaine and pulling hookers' hair and a number of other things I'm just not going to get into. While he was doing all of this, he was visiting the White House. He was merging out his dad's seat to enrich his family in the People's Democratic Republic of Congo with Rosemont Seneca in China, with Ukraine, with Burisma, traveling on Air Force One with Joe Biden to meet foreign leaders and dignitaries on official White House business. All of this, and the people who questioned this, including yours truly, had their social media accounts suspended. And the white, I'm not going to even get into the cubby cocaine that was in the White House. You had a guy who was also, it was reported by NBC, he was attending official White House meetings with his dad. He apparently was privy to classified information. Hunter Biden, the drug addict. Receipts, like actual video of him doing it that he uploaded to his laptop himself. And then when anybody pointed it out, they were shut down and punished. They were either held off of air if they were on network, or they had their social media accounts suspended. So you're telling me the same entities that hid all of that, the same entities that had no problem with that, suddenly have an issue with the speculation that Elon Musk did drugs and that's why Doge is crazy. Really? We have more on the way. We have headlines coming up. Summer is all about making great memories. Backyard barbecues, road trips, lake days, even just relaxing in a hammock with a good book. Spending time with friends and family, catching sunset views. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. It's kind of hard to enjoy the simple moments when you're in pain. So here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made with natural ingredients. And unlike pain meds that just mask it, Relief Factor works to reduce, even eliminate your pain for good. So whether you're spending time at the lake or chasing your kids or grandkids or just enjoying a summer stroll, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of what you love. Reclaim your summer. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF to get the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
This episode was brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. If you're starting the year in Honolulu, ending it in Austin, and taking a sojourn to Sweden somewhere in between, it's important to protect yourself and your packed agenda. The more adventures you have on your plate, the more chances there are for travel mishaps to leave a sour taste in your mouth. An All Trips Annual Travel Insurance Plan can help protect you and your peace of mind on every trip you take this year. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Steve was like, I'm going to surprise you with this song. And I'm like, okay. And then I realized, I remembered what the first headline was because I was looking at the next hour's Quick Five. This is the most depressed. So he plays that. Here's the headline for you. Kool & the Gang's hype man dies in a car crash. Well, Jiminy Christmas, Steve. Kool & the Gang's hype man, Michael Sumler, dies in a car crash. He was 71 years old. Officer said his Nissan collided with a Kia Sorento and lost control. He did not make it. It was killed him at the scene, and the Kia driver was not hurt. He's also known as Chicago Mike, and he was their first stylist and choreographer. That's really depressing. Jiminy Christmas. A man who was dead for 45 minutes claims that he watched his death like a movie. Was that the most boring movie ever? Yeah. Man sharing his near-death experience after, what was it? Dying from side effects to a toxic medication. He was on TikTok and he said he was, I don't care about his life. He just said that he took too much. He ended up just like aspirating in a public bathroom because he took a toxic ingredient in a supplement. And was basically aspirating on vomit, and he just kicked the bucket on the bathroom floor. He said doctors think he was dead for like 30 minutes, but that he was watching his whole life like it was a movie. And he said it was very uncomfortable. I can imagine it was uncomfortable. You are dying because you vomited to death in a bathroom. I can imagine. I mean, it doesn't get much. I mean, maybe, you know, Elvis dying on a toilet was the only thing that like maybe tops that. A plane passenger was arrested for hitting a boy who called her fat and Miss Piggy. And they were on their way home from Disney. Christy Crampton. And she hit him because he said she was too fat for her seat. Stick with us. We have more on the way as we roll towards the bottom of this hour. Our partners over at All Family Pharmacy. Great website. And look, I'm telling you, you ought to be in charge of your own health. These are yours, not the government's, not big pharma's, not bureaucrats. And All Family Pharmacy, they are empowering Americans with real access to medications that they need without waiting for you to beg the government for permission. You can visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana20 for 20% off of your entire order. Now, they have your everyday medications. They have emergency kits, antibiotics, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, everything that you need to be prepared and in control. I've used them to help with strep throat. I mean, literally 2 to 4 days. Super fast shipping overnight if you need it in a pinch. I love this site. I cannot recommend it enough. I am a lifelong customer, will always be. So they can never go anywhere or I'll find them. But allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana20 allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and then use code Dana20 for 20% off with promo code Dana20. Don't wait for permission to protect yourself and your family. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana today.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody. Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
70% of Americans are financially stressed, but 40% of those people are taking multiple days off work to cope with it. If that's your plan, you're doing it wrong.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast.
Not able to catch all 3 hours of The Dana Show? Subscribe to the full podcast and get news and laughs delivered in short, easy-to-digest episodes. Ideal for your busy lifestyle on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
I don't know what's happening with Hawaii. Have you heard about these? There was a big story last summer pertaining to Spain and tourism, where certain people in Spanish towns were railing against tourists. And some of the other people were like, that's literally our whole economy. Why would you do that? So in Hawaii, get this. So this is from ABC7. If you're going to Hawaii, you will be paying more to do so because Hawaii is placing a new tax on tourists to fund climate change projects. It is the first of its kind in the nation. Why are these beautiful areas so lefty and stupid? How does, I mean, Hawaii is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. Why? Why would you? So their governor signed it. They signed it Tuesday of this week. It's a tax on hotel room and vacation rental stays. And they want to raise money to address the eroding shorelines, wildfires, and consequences of climate change. Kane, the wildfire situation in Hawaii, did the government ever respond to that? Just curious.
No, not really. I think they said something like $700, and then they were out. They're like, hey, here's $700. Boop, we're out.
Yeah. They're really they weren't so concerned about the shoreline when Barack Obama bought, what was that? Not MacGyver. What was the guy's name?
Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I.
Yeah.
So Barack Obama, the property that his family bought in Hawaii is the Magnum P.I. house. And it's on this like stretch of very particular shoreline in Hawaii. It's in Honolulu County. I think it's in Honolulu County. But the the allegation is that they paid off people in Hawaii to do some construction on that shoreline for their own property that actually damaged the shoreline that other people would be fined heavily for doing. And they got around it. And there was a lot of discussion about that. A lot of discussion. And it was, I think, what, I don't even know how, an $18 million property. So for instance, I found, this is a story that I had saved. You know, because they're suddenly so concerned about it with tourists. They had, but the Obamas were okay. There were people that live in Oahu, that did the exact same thing that the Obamas did with their shoreline, but they each got fined $1 million for the violation. And the Obamas did not. Huh. Must be that privilege.
A special exemption.
I'm telling you, special exemption. So I'm just, you know, I mean, there's a lot there, I'm just saying. So, but the tourists, they're going after tourists. Now, this is a state that relies heavily on tourism. I mean, yeah, you got pineapple, you got great coffee. But this is a state that relies heavily on tourism. And I understand the Lahaina wildfire and everything that happened. That's city leadership. That's the Hawaii state leadership. There's a lot there that went into it, in addition to a completely inept administration at the time. Now, they're hoping that they're going to get $100 million a year from this tax. And it just seems like you're, in some ways, punishing tourists. So you're basically getting extra taxes on your hotel room rates. They also have an 11% tax on cruise ship bills. And if you go to Hawaii, you already pay a pretty hefty room tax. I think it's like over 10% that you pay as a tourist on your room tax. And I get it. I mean, that's one of the reasons why they have tourism. You know, you're going to generate some stuff, or you're going to generate some revenue that way. But it's going to, specifically for quote unquote climate change, it's going to climb higher. That, along with state and county taxes, it's going to more than double. It's going to be like 20%, a 20% levy on your accommodations. It will be the highest in the nation. Now, most of the hotels kind of supported it, kind of. I mean, are they going to not? They kind of have to. And they said that they're trying to look at the greater good for tourism. And I don't know. If anything else, Am I looking at this in too myopic of a way? Because I'm just thinking, if this was like reverse and this was a Republican state, Democrats would be saying that you're pricing the poor out of enjoying the beauty of Hawaii.
Exactly right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, for climate change.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they could have all the wealthy people out there that are mostly Democrats that are jacking up the shoreline. Maybe they could actually pay the penalties and not, and maybe they could get some revenue generated from that instead of hitting tourists. I don't know. It's just weird. I get so tired of hearing about these beautiful places bitching and moaning about tourism. Well, then move. Go to another state and find a different state that has a different industry. You know, otherwise, just, you know, acclimate yourself to the fact that you are lucky enough, blessed enough to live in such a beautiful area that other people for a fleeting second in our lifespan want to go and observe it and be part of it for a few days. Good grief. Is that too much to bear for your privileged backsides? I get so tired of hearing this, whether it's people in Spain complaining or whether it's a stop it. It's not like, you know, a giant. I would get it if they were Venetians and they were criticizing giant cruise ships that were damaging docks going into the harbor there. But this is different. We got a lot more on the way as we get towards Days of These United States, as we move our partners over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service in the country. They want to save you money while also providing you a great service and making sure that your money doesn't work against you. And that's incredibly important. You got to be really mindful with how you spend your money anymore. This is nationwide coverage you can trust. So you're getting exceptional nationwide coverage operating on all three major networks. You're connected wherever you go. And you can also get a free month of service using promo code Dana. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team will switch you up. You can keep your number, keep your phone, or you can upgrade entirely and get all new things. I mean, it's totally up to you. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and get a free month of service with promo code Dana. Switch today and defend freedom with every call and text you make. Patriotmobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I really sticked out when he said, having a mentor we can go to and ask for advice without feeling embarrassed or without feeling proud of asking for help. Because nowadays, sometimes we can feel like if we don't know something, we are dumb or we just are not putting our whole strength and everything in school. So asking for help without feeling proud of it or embarrassed is something that we need to learn.
I love that you were so aware that you picked up on that. I think I was probably in my 30s before I accepted that kind of...
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
This day is the 10th anniversary of the loss of my son, Bo, spent a year in Iraq. And to be honest, it's a hard day. His son and I, Hunter, who's here in the crowd. I don't know where you're sitting, Hunter.
Bo's son, Hunter. Aw.
All the way in the back there.
It's my grandson, Hunter Biden. Dude. It's a stutter.
That happened.
That did happen, Kane. How dare you make fun of his stutter?
I'm too stunned to make fun right now, actually.
I didn't know. So wait, Joe's Hunter's grandpa?
Man.
So Beau Biden is Hunter Biden's dad. Well, man, was he five? Like, what's up? That's really messed up. Anyway. Yeah, what? I can't believe that nobody saw the decline, said all the people who saw the decline and attacked everyone else who asked, "Was there? What's up with the decline?"
Right.
I mean, for crying out loud. That is shocking. And at no point did you notice, like, I don't know, maybe you were watching it like I was, and you were thinking at some point he's going to realize that he messed up. He's going to realize at some point that he,
right.
Oh, I met my son, Hunter, and he didn't do it. He just... He was like, yeah, that's his son out there. He's out here somewhere. At no point did that realization hit him, right? Like, so the other day I did a Fox Business hit, and I was on with Dacon McDowell and David Asman. And for whatever reason, I, for a split second, halfway had Reagan out of my mouth because I accidentally, and I've known Dacon for years, I almost called her Reagan on air. And right as the word was leaving my mouth, I was like, nope, whoop. Dagan, and immediately, like it, I realized it that second. And at no point in watching Joe Biden, he did not have that moment. At no point. He was like, yeah, his son, and pointing out to the audience, like his son, guys, 4 months ago, he was making serious decisions in the White House. Now, I'm not being mean. I'm acting like a completely terrified out of her mind citizen because that guy, no, we know it wasn't him. It was Jill, which is even scarier, right? Jill Biden, who makes Dolce & Gabbana look like a slipcover for a sofa. Jill Biden was making, making decisions about serious stuff that affects our livelihoods and national security. I got problems. They're mad about Elon Musk. We got a lot more on the way. Second hour coming up. Stick with us. Gold Co. Precious Metals. Honestly, you need the security that precious metals provide during this, what do you call it, economic uncertainty. I don't even know how we would refer to it. Gold Co. can do that. And they're so incredibly easy to work with. You can get your free 2025 gold and silver kit today. And you can also qualify for and get unlimited bonus silver. That's like actual real silver that they instantly match to your account, tax and penalty free. Gold and silver have stood the test of time for generations, and people turn to these as a hedge during these periods of economic instability. Hard assets offer that. It's not like paper. Gold and silver are not tied to the performance of the stock market or government debt. It's a real tangible way to safeguard your portfolio. So get educated before you invest with their free 2025 gold and silver kit. It will break down everything that you need to know about how precious metals can fit into your financial strategy. And you can unlock that exclusive bonus silver because if you qualify, they're going to match your investment at Gold Co. with unlimited bonus silver, no taxes or penalties. Visit DanaLikesGold.com and join the thousands of people like me who have called Gold Co. the number one rated gold company. And now you can get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit and also qualify for and get unlimited bonus silver only at DanaLikesGold.com.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody. Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Who Bush was in there.
And he didn't take those servers with him.
The servers, I don't think, have left the White House. And so what are Democrats going to do about the data? Are you all going to follow up on this? What's your take on Elon Musk's being done? Because I just think he's finished. He's just finished what he was doing. Actually, he's finished. He's not done because they've still got the data.
Yeah, I heard he's on some image repair tour. I think the best way for him to repair his image is to reverse all the damage he did to our government, to the American people. And yeah, those servers are a big issue. We want to continue to investigate that. And certainly, I think some crimes may have been committed over the past 3 or 4 months.
There's some crimes committed, my God.
To light. One way or another, we're going to come to light, even if it takes us getting into power again. But we will.
I would not. I would have been kicked off of that panel. There's some crimes being committed. We don't know what crimes they are, but I'm pretty positive that there are some crimes that were committed in the past several months. I'd still like Elon Musk, and because I don't like him, he's probably committed some crimes.
I'm pretty sure uncovering crimes is a crime.
I mean, if you're taking away my taxpayer money that I want to spend, not my money, but your money, that I want to spend on, you know, what I want to spend it on, then that's a crime. He sounds almost like a tape that's played backwards, but it still makes sense, you know? Like, remember the weird red room in Twin Peaks where they had the little checkerboard floor and then that one little dude in the red suit and he was like, meh, meh, meh. And they literally played it backwards. That's what he sounds like. Welcome back, Dana Lash, at the top of the second hour. I did take it there. I took it way, way down on a detour just to make that point. What did they, how was that analysis? Gosh, I would be so bored to death if I had to hear these people. Well, I just don't like Elon Musk. And, you know, I really don't have any actual evidence or anything. Just my dislike forms the basis of everything I'm going to say from this point on. So I don't like Elon Musk. And so, therefore, if I don't like you, you probably committed some crimes. Do you know that MSNBC's ratings are so bad? They are just jettisoning shows right and left. Their ratings are so bad. I think that, honestly, Hunter Biden's home movies probably got better ratings than MSNBC. Pretty sure. They are absolutely cratering right now. And that was MSNBC, right? I don't know. They all look, all those damn networks look alike. They all have the same stupid people. I am so bored to death with most of political commentary because it's all the same talking points. Listen to these people. I mean, what should be done about Elon Musk? He's leaving the White. Yeah, he's leaving. He said he was going to be leaving in May. But, you know, if you paid attention to the news and did actually more in this realm beyond look at the little index cards that your producers gave you in your little packet of information, which is pretty much the limitation of your knowledge on any issue, you would know that. But, you know, it's MSNBC. They really don't hire the best. And this guy's like, well, what is he? He was like an animatronic feature. He's like a Chuck E. Cheese band member. Well, what is with that? Golly, I would be bored to tears listening to this. So what are your receipts that you think, what crimes do you think he's committed? What crimes, pray tell, has he committed?
Uncovering crimes.
Uncovering crimes that we don't want uncovered is a crime.
Yeah.
OMG. Sidebar. I cannot stand when dudes talk like sorority chicks, or not even sorority chicks, valley girls, like 80s valley girls. Okay. Women don't talk like that. And effeminate men that try that affectation as a way to underscore some kind of femininity that they lack is one of the most annoying things in culture that I can imagine. Just going to say, I think he's, I don't know if he's gay, but I would just, if I had to bet on it. There are gay dudes who don't do that because I think it's a little stereotypically offensive as to how they think women talk. I don't know. Right. Yeah. I don't know. Dudes. I don't know. Maybe I just know the wrong gay dudes, Kane. I don't know. But, you know. Well, he committed some crime. I'm sure that there's crime, like with all the confidence in the world, because he's on MSNBC. He knows he's not going to get challenged. I'm just positive that there are crimes being committed. What crimes, Lunchbox? What crimes are being committed? What? Oh, wait. The crimes of wasting taxpayer dollars on special interest stuff that was bypassed Congress? What? These people. However much you loathe the press. Yeah, MSNBC, they had a new primetime lineup that they debuted on May 5th. 3 weeks. Record lows. They dropped 41% in the primetime demo. Ouch. Now, digital is great and digital is the future, but TV's not done yet. So this is pretty significant. I mean, that means they lost like 50,000 viewers. They didn't even have 50,000 viewers. Ooh. Ooh. Wait, how are you selling ads on those numbers? Do you know how much an ad is primetime on MSNBC or CNN or Fox? If you don't have the ratings, how are you justifying your ad rates? They said MSNBC's total day demo viewership sank to 49,000 average viewers. Kane, oh my gosh. I get more views than that on tweets. Yes. Oh my gosh. It's the second worst ever showing. Wow. Maybe it's because their context is abysmal. It's heinous. That is, ooh, this is so bad. I mean, there are literally websites that get more views than that in an hour. Yeah. Wow. So, and they had what? Jen Psaki took over Rachel Maddow's time slot, and now they're moving her already. Didn't they run reruns? I think they took her off air already this week. Oh my gosh. Who did their lineup? They said their new weeknight lineup is just hemorrhaging viewers. Nobody wants to watch. You know why? Because you're watching Democrat propaganda channel. And I get tired if I hear, you know, too much echo chamber, even on my side. I just get tired of it because I get bored. I like challenges, and I just don't like passive. I don't keep on my TV and like listen to it passively. I use music for that. It's just boring. And like I know I keep coming back to this, but who is actually intrigued and interested by a conversation of zombified, you know, political zealots sitting around a table just discussing, well, I just don't like this person. It's like watching a Mean Girls deleted scene. Let's add this to the burn book. Just put Elon Musk in the burn book and be done with it. But this idea that, oh, there's crimes committed because we don't like him. Just shut up. I'm so tired of this. That's just all you need to substantiate such a serious accusation is your just personal dislike of someone. I personally dislike lots of people, but I'm not going to throw them in jail or say that they committed crimes when they didn't do it. That's asinine. So this is, I mean, the media is at a very weird point because they're, television is dying. Traditional television and broadcast is dying. And everything is moving digitally. And it's becoming more and more siloed. And as a result, the media, these media networks, these formerly, you know, legacy powerhouses, they're losing the percentage of mind share that they had. They are losing influence. They are losing their ability to they don't even direct the news anymore. All they do is just simply respond to it. But if you've noticed, too, just in the past, I think a few years, media narratives don't hit like they used to. And I say this as somebody who's been in the fight against the biased press for years. It's different. And they know it's different. They're trying so hard to recreate what they previously had on television on digital networks, but it's not working because people, I think, are so tired of it. They're tired of the MSNBC type content. They're tired of that, the CNN. It's the constant, and it's all like negative. They're all completely negative. They can't have fun. It can't be funny. It's just all negative. They never have any solutions. And they're inconsistent. And that's the biggest thing for me. I can tolerate a lot of stuff so long as it's consistent. But when I see people being inconsistent and then acting like the ends justify the inconsistency at the time, I can't abide that. And that's literally all of leftist media for the past 20 years. They loved Elon Musk. And in order to prove that you love the planet and that you weren't an enemy of climate change, you best drive a Tesla. How many times did you hear that? How many times was that used as like a branding virtue signal? I mean, there's jokes about it. You know, people driving Teslas down the street and looking at you and your gas guzzler and judging you and, you know, acting like they're. But I mean, now they carve Nazis symbols on. They key the cars. They burn down dealerships that quickly in the span of a couple of years. That's how fickle these people are. Kane, do you ever think that they'll like Elon Musk again?
Oh, wow. You know what? I don't know. Their hate seems to be pretty permanent.
I mean, clearly they want to destroy him, but I'm just wondering if they're ever going to like him again.
I'm not sure they like anything.
Well, they loved him at one point. They loved him. And then they were just horrified. He went through that Republican.
I think what they loved more was the anti-oil and anti-fossil fuel nature of the electric vehicle. And I think that that's where their love really lies. But. All right.
They like the performative traditions of leftist ideology without actually putting any substance behind it. Exactly. So like them buying an electric car is like an indulgence, right? Oh, here's my indulgence. Bought my electric car. I'm eating soy. Delicious soy. Here's my indulgence. That's what they do.
Do it all for image.
Yeah. It's all about image. So they don't actually have to do anything. They don't want to actually have to change their lifestyle. They'll do the bare minimum to make it seem like they are. It's actually very fascinating to watch, but I'm just curious. So this explains to you a lot about this. So I don't know if I got to get into this. We'll talk more about this coming up. We had a video of this, but I want to come back to it because there's more about it. This dude who is a transgender is a dude who wants to be a woman. What do they even call that? I don't even understand the made up prefixes.
A trans woman, right?
What's the cis stuff?
Cis means you're not trans at all. You're just normal.
That's so stupid. Why is it cis?
Yeah, sure.
Why wouldn't it just be like, oh, you're a woman?
Yep.
Cis woman, so stupid. Anyway, this dude was eating at Tiffin's restaurant. I don't even know what that is. At the Disney Animal Kingdom Park. And he was wearing like his Mickey Mouse ears and all of that. And apparently like he's really milking this for all it's worth. The server, who had a very thick accent, clearly. I mean, I thought Democrats love these people. Accidentally addressed him as sir because he had a giant Adam's apple and looked like a dude, talked like a dude. And he ordered this appetizer. The server's explaining it and just very briefly just says sir because he's a dude, right? And the guy was like, I just can't enjoy my food. I just can't. Well, we're going to play this after we have headlines, if we have this ready, because you got to see the video. I'm just so done. I'm so done with this. So we got this and more. It's the folks over at Byrna-Gun, BYRNA. It's always good to have diverse options, to have some diversity where it concerns your weapon choices. And that, I mean, you have different calibers. You've got, you know, rifles and you've got pistols and you carry blades. And, you know, I think you can have brass knuckles now in Texas. I'm just saying, you know, you got all kinds of stuff, right? So why not have something like a Byrna-Gun also? I think this is particularly helpful if you're one of those college kids that's not 21 years old and you can't carry a handgun and you want to be able to protect yourself, whether you're walking over to your car somewhere or whether you're, you know, in your, you know, condo or dorm or whatever. The Byrna-Gun allows you to do that. I think for this purpose, the two models I would suggest are the Byrna SD. That's their top selling one. They also have the new CL, which is their compact launcher. It's smaller. Almost 40% smaller and more compact than the Byrna SD. Everything made in the USA, and it shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. Stun guns, all that, they've got like maybe one or two rounds. This has a heck of a lot more. You got up to what I think like 5-6 rounds in this, and it's an effective deterrent that doesn't care about background checks. It does not care about, there's no waiting periods. It doesn't care about gun-free zone signs. All of that stuff is completely inapplicable to the Byrna-Gun. So you have legal flexibility and the ability to defend yourself. So it's always good to diversify. You can see what all they have at Byrna.com/Dana. Check out the new Byrna CL, BYRNA.com/Dana. Byrna, ready when you are.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody. Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Life imitates art as a ceiling collapses during a Final Destination movie screening. It was in Argentina. The theater roof literally fell out. And it literally collapsed on viewers in Argentina. The incident occurred just a week ago. It was the Final Destination Bloodlines in Buenos Aires. And the show just started, they said, and this whole ceiling collapsed. And that does seem like, is anybody else like weird? I've only watched the first one in that, because usually, you know, these movies, they get more as the sequels go on. But to this day, I don't like being behind any kind of vehicle with a pole in it. I literally will get, I'll miss an exit and not get behind a vehicle. I'm not kidding. I will not do it. It's just weird. I know. It's a stupid movie. Look what it did. It did all this. I'll save this one for later. The Grand Tour is getting a new cast, and it's not going to work. It's not going to work because it's horrible. They don't understand it. The rise of the Japanese toilet. Japanese toilet maker Toto is selling more bidets. Make the bidet great again. Yeah. Bidets are amazing. And you, when you have a bidet, you will never go back. You don't have to get a whole thing. You can put affix a seat onto your current porcelain throne. But they are actually amazing. If you said, Dana, recommend one thing to us right now, I'd be like, bidet. They're crazy. They're crazy amazing. And it's not just because South Park made it okay to say that. They really are. At first, I'm like, I don't know, it's weird. But no, they're great. And so Japanese toilet maker Toto, they're selling them hands over fist. An investment firm buys the 6 major Bay Area newspaper. A fear has set in because nobody likes your garbage anymore. Secret Service. Woo! Woo! Brawling on camera. World star! Outside of Obama's home. Last week, one federal officer grabbed a radio and threatened to, quote, whoop this girl's A-double snakes. Two Secret Service uniformed division officers outside of Obama's residence last week, literally fighting, a physical, actual fight. Garble, garble, can I get a supervisor down to Delta 2 immediately before I whoop this girl's boop? All on camera. These people are crazy. We got a lot more on the way. Stick with us. We have more on the way as we roll towards Florida Man, our partners that help bring you the program. It's our friends over at Kel-Tec. The new Gen 3 Sub-2K, specifically from Kel-Tec, made in America, American parts, American labor. And this is the new third gen. It folds fast. Optics stay in place. You don't have to detach anything. And you can deploy it super fast, zeroed and ready. And it's available now in 10 millimeter, which is pretty awesome. Got all kinds of calibers, a variety, but it's more versatile now, even with the new 10mm chambering. Single twist and fold motion of that rotating fore end, that's how it folds quickly in half, optics and all, and just as quickly deploys, zeroed, ready to rock. Folds down to 16.5 inches for easy storage and transport. Takes Glock mags. You got a simple, reliable blowback design, so you have ease of maintenance, consistent performance, internal buffer for softer recoil, lighter 5-pound trigger pull. You have that integrated end lock. You get the rails up top for accessories. Ideal for literally anything. Kel-Tec makes everything right here in the U.S. of A. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. Again, it's the Gen 3 Sub-2K 10mm, KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody. Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
Well, I also think it's just so abundantly clear that the people who say these things don't actually spend time talking to young men. You know this because we know each other in real life, but I spend a lot of time on college campuses. And I spend a lot of time with
young men.
I love young men. I love frat guys. And in that, I realized, like, even the ones that identify as conservative are almost always pro-choice. They're almost always pro-gay marriage. You'd be surprised at the number of them who support a Black Lives Matter. And so I feel like people just kind of lump them into this box.
Yeah, you look like you really know them. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you at the bottom of this second hour. So you're like, why are you playing this? This is like some, I hate the word influencer. It's just, influencer is a fancy word for opinionated loudmouth on digital. That's literally all it is. Yeah. You can't even get on social media without someone trying to influence you about something in the most blatant way. But anyway, this woman is part of apparently the plan for Democrats to win back men. Her name is Olivia Juliana. I don't know why you got to have two first names. You know, I want two first names to make it sound fancy. But apparently this person is being, the Democrats are going to use her to win over young men. Yeah, I'm sure that's the way it'll do it. That's how they want to. That's how they want to approach this. It's called the SAM Project. Rolling Stone. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Rolling Stone has a piece out about it. I know. I had to read it. They have the Speaking with American Men, a strategic plan. It's called the SAM Plan. Speaking with American Men, S-A-M, and it's that $20 million effort to try to figure out why. Dudes are dudes. They're going to, I told you this, the sentence was to study the syntax, language, and content that gains attention and virality. So why do certain things go viral digitally? Why are these guys viral? They're trying to figure out Joe Rogan. They're, can I be real? As someone who works in broadcasting, and I've worked in broadcasting for a very long time, I am very picky with, I don't listen to any other political commentary, because when you do it all day and you live it all day, the last thing that you want to do during your time not doing it is to listen to someone else. Now, I am all about reading things that, because I like to challenge what opinions that I have so I can more, I can fine tune them and figure out how to better articulate and defend them. So it's not that issue. I'm just, you know, there's certain people I'm just like, oh my gosh. And most of them say the same damn thing. They all say the same thing. And a lot of things that are in television, it's weird because some things are very male dominated and some things are not. Like daytime TV is very, very female dominated. Women do better during the day and in the mornings. I mean, there's been a lot of studies on this. And I think especially there's just this huge absence of, or was a huge absence as digital grew, of content that was geared specifically towards dudes, like dude stuff, not how the matriarchy wants dudes to consume things, or not what the matriarchy wants dudes to consume, but like dude stuff, like cars and guns and supplements and protein and dude topics and aliens and all that other stuff, right? And I think that's all fine. Democrats cannot figure out why that's so successful with guys. And as a woman who's in broadcasting, I like it because it's so different from everything else that's out there, right? I mean, I don't want to hear chicks sit here and talk about toxic masculinity or whatever and do The View all day. I just find that other stuff interesting because it's so different. So my point is that the left cannot figure out why that kind of content, why even gaming content and everything else is so popular. And I know why they can't figure it out, because it's authentic. And the left is not authentic. The left has not been, I don't know when the last time, Kennedy, maybe? I don't know when the last time the left has been authentic. It's been a really long time. And so they have this, the Sam plan, and they did this huge thing with Rolling Stone, and they talked about how they had the Sam fundraising pitch during the Democrat primary, and Rolling Stone wanted to find out who's actually running the Sam project, and how to stop losing the culture war and win back men. And of course, it's a pro-choice America president and a guy at that was an advisor to Biden's campaign. I mean, yeah, it sounds like really dude-ish. I don't think it's going to be successful just because of that right there. The reason that Democrats have a male voter problem is because they've denigrated men for the better part of 20 years. The reason Democrats have a male voter problem is because they've offshored manufacturing jobs. They've downplayed trades. They've downplayed practical skills. They've basically accused men of all being like rapists. And I mean, let's do, you know, the believe all women and all this stuff. Look what they did with Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, what did I tell you? The whole Kavanaugh thing, there was going to be a major generational consequence as a result of that. And you're seeing some of that come to fruition. And Democrats think that they can change it just by pretending to talk about video games or something. And that's not accurate. Look, just the stuff that I've witnessed, and I'm a casual gamer. Yes, I got my kids started by helping them with difficult levels in Mario Brothers. And now the Padawans have become the masters. And I mean, clearly there are other people that have like really serious setups. They only do PCs. You know, I have Xbox. I mean, come on. But I enjoy it. It's fun, and it's a release from all of the other everyday stuff. And you're really involved, so you don't have time to really wrap your mind around anything else except that mission that you're on and that objective that you're on right in that moment. And that there's a lot of strategy involved, and I like it because of those things. But one of the things that I've seen is that people that are in these communities immediately can sniff out inauthenticity a mile away. They know if you're a poser or not. I don't know why Democrats think that throwing $20 million at this is going to gain them some ground. If anything, it's going to further disassociate themselves away from these communities, because dudes don't respond to that. Like, women will tolerate a certain level of inauthenticity as a very Machiavellian tactic. Dudes do not. They just don't. Dudes are very much above board. What you see is what you get. Women do everything below board. Dudes don't tolerate that. And Canine, I mean, you're a casual gamer too. You casually play.
Yeah.
And because they keep going back to like gaming and like the podcasting and digital. Men will suss out anything that's inauthentic.
Yes. And the left looks at that as toxic for some reason.
Yes. I don't know why it's toxic. And also, why can't guys just have their own spaces? God love you. As a woman, I want to have my own space, right? Like, I want to be able to do I have a couple of interests. I like to play video games, and I love all things crochet, and I like food, right? Those are my things. Sometimes I just want to be left alone. Leave me alone. Let me watch a historical documentary, and I'm going to crochet. That's all I want to do. I'm going to unengage my brain for a little bit. And I want me time. You know, especially if you're a situational extrovert, like me, you got to be able to have that moment, to have that time. Guys need to be able to have their guy time. They need to be able to have their guy stuff and do their guy things. And for years, they've been called toxic for it. That's not healthy. That's like an argument of a codependent to say, why do guys have to have their own spaces? Why can't we be there too? Why do you have to be codependent? Why are you going to be like that? You're a stage five clinger. Why do you got to do that? That's how they lost men. They started losing men 20 to 30 years ago. It wasn't just this last presidential cycle. I was reading this Rolling Stone piece, and that was the first thing that jumped out at me, is they don't understand still fully yet what caused that division. When you criticize chivalry or masculinity as being toxic simply because it doesn't jive with your third wave feminist worldview. That's a problem. That's a you problem. That's not a man problem. That's a you problem. And they think they're going to throw, you know, Kim, we should offer to take their $20 million. We'll fix it. Wink, wink. We'll fix the problem for you. Sure.
I'll do it for $19
million. $19 million. Wow, Kane, that's a bargain.
Thank you.
That is a bargain for your expertise at only $19 million.
I'll do that.
I agree with that. Now, with this, there's the, did I just talk my way through this whole thing? I think I probably did. I'm going to have to save this. So I'm going to save this dude, the Disneyland dude, who got mad because a server misgendered them. That's a word. Steve brought up a separate issue. Like adult people that are single, like this guy wearing Mickey Mouse ears and dressing up as like a, almost like a Disney character going to Disneyland. I just find that weird. I don't get the Disney thing. Like when I see grown adults that have like Disney phone cases, I'm like, why? Am I being mean? Is that weird?
No.
I don't get the Disney thing. I don't get that.
I do for kids.
I mean, even for that, I'm stretching it.
Well, yeah, nowadays. I mean, but back in the day when we were kids growing up, Disney was
Warner
a big
Brothers
deal.
Was the OG, man. That's the
Mickey
the
Mouse
legit
Club.
One.
Remember all that?
What?
The Mickey Mouse Club and all that?
I mean, I remember it, but I never got into it.
I mean, it was never this bad.
I wasn't
bad.
Big on joining things.
But it was never this bad.
Oh, yeah, it's weird. So, I mean, I'm wondering why you're a dude with Mickey Mouse ears and you're, you know, going and. Okay. And they bring out, go ahead and play this video.
We have
play
about a minute here. So we,
yeah. So the guy comes in.
And
that is fancy looking.
Now here's his bread, cool. His appetizer.
The bottom is from Thailand.
Coconut bread from Thailand.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
Ma'am.
Oh, my God.
And the middle one is from India. It's the Papadom or the ginger shed.
Look at him. He's like all mad because from that Brazil. Guy didn't affirm. How did you not know?
Thank you. It just like totally sucks the joy out of this bread tower. Makes me want to immediately like leave. Because I no longer feel like safe here. It's like, oh, my guard now has to be up. I'm not going to enjoy this bread as much because my guard is up.
Oh, shut
we should
up.
Be able to go places and not have to worry. I don't think I really want this bread tower, actually. I think I'd rather have to check if that's
yes,
okay.
Yeah.
I think that's the training.
Are you
supposed
serious?
To say friend or just not.
Are you serious?
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
That's this guy.
It is ma'am.
Well, I mean, you look like a dude. You sound like a dude. You got a madam's apple. You know, you got all those accoutrements. Yeah, I don't feel safe because this guy has eyes. Also, you're a poser because you bring bread like that to me. I don't care what the hell you call me. I'm eating that bread because that looked tasty. That looks straight up tasty.
Coconut bread from
Hashtag
Thailand?
Hashtag delicious, Kane.
I'm curious.
Coconut bread from Thailand. What?
Right?
Like they're living in 2030. Why do I not have coconut bread? That'd be my first question. Be like, I don't care what. Why don't I have this regularly? You know that bread was like $50,000.
Right?
And that guy's like, I don't think I can eat my bread because that guy noticed I had a penis. I feel unsafe. I would actually feel unsafe. You're a grown dude with a ween and you've got your Mickey Mouse ears on and you're sitting there upset because someone like noticed that. He's being polite.
Yeah.
The dude wasn't being mean. He was being polite. He could have been like, well, here's your bread, you freak. And he didn't do it. He's being nice. You look like a dude. Well, in my mind, I'm a woman. Okay, well, let that guy crawl into your cranial cavity and so he can assess how you view your... Just shut up with this. It's so stupid. That it is such tyranny to demand that other people stop their physical lives on this rock and alter their actual recognition of reality to affirm your insane cosplay. You can dress up like a fruitcake all you want to. I don't care. But when you start demanding to hijack other people's language and where they are and how they are living completely innocuously in real space, the problem is you. And nobody throws away bread like that. You're a stooge. What a... all right, we got more to come. Blah. You know that? It just kills me because you know that was like a $50... I'm not kidding. It was like a $50 plate of bread probably. The Super Beats... The Super Barine is it's the new product that you can actually now get at Sam's Club. And you have the Super Beats Heart Chews there as well. But the Super Berberine product at Sam's Club, unique berberine that's been used. A lot of people are talking about metabolic health and the support benefits of berberine. But you can't just like buy any like street berberine. You're not going to be like Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Let's get some of that good old bridge berberine. You need like actual quality ingredients. And that's what this delivers. Super Berberine, the one that what they use with Super Berberine is clinically studied to deliver nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. So this means that you have highly concentrated, easy to swallow capsules and you just take one daily because of the concentration. Now, if you are concerned about berberine and GI distress, do not worry, do not fret, because the unique berberine in the Super Berberine they use includes grapeseed extract for greater tolerability. So it's now at Sam's Club. So you can go and get your all big fountain drink and walk around and get your Super Berberine to support the healthy metabolism and blood sugar. It's my favorite thing to do is get a big fountain drink and walk around with my cart. And it's less for less than a dollar a day. Plus, you can get $5 off the Super Beats Heart Chews through June 1st. One quick stop to support your heart health and take control of your overall metabolism health from the friends at Human.
Could Luigi Mangione's killing of the United Healthcare CEO lead to anarchy in America? Pastor Alan Jackson says yes.
But he shot this insurance executive. And I mean, there's this whole host of people trying to justify it because their insurance got canceled. Therefore, it's okay to go assassinate some insurance worker. That is teetering on anarchy.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast, on your favorite podcast app.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This is not real. This story. And the guy, the picture of this guy. Okay. Smoking gun. After fondling a ferret, suspect stole a weasel. Police are searching for the Florida man who stuffed a $650 ferret into his shorts and smuggled the weasel out of a Petland store. Security cameras I swear if you don't show this photo. They captured this guy.
There it is. He's holding the
concealed mustache and his hairline are the same. Look at it. it's like a Lego.
His mustache is a mouth helmet.
Yeah, I mean, the mustache is just a little version of what the hair is doing. Security cameras captured this guy as he browsed the ferret section of his store. And according to the police report, he fondled the ferret for quite some time. And then he shoved it into his shorts and left. They saw him like trying to hold the... Oh, my gosh. The pet lane manager gave chase, but was able to get him. They're trying to find him. I feel bad for the ferret. Like, what happened? So what do you think he's going to do with the ferret? I'm really worried about the ferret.
It shows the word fondle.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird.
I mean, and I immediately don't trust him because his mustache and hair are the same. A Florida man bribed a cop with $20 after hitting his car in a motel parking lot, handed him the money, and said, "Get yourself a dozen donuts on me."
Oh, that'll work.
It was in Homestead, Florida. Aiden Domingo is the guy who did it. Third hour next. Think about the last movie that you saw that inspired you and kept you thinking long after the credits rolled. Movies have the power to change individuals, communities, and culture. And that's why I'm telling you about Angel Studios. This is the studio that had the courage to bring the world the sound of freedom. So how can you be part of it? Well, you can join the Angel Guild. King of Kings, an animated story about the life of Jesus, is now streaming on the Angel app. And when you watch King of Kings, it's going to move you. It's beautiful, it's powerful, and it's unlike anything else that's out there. It opened first on April 11th and broke records and earned an A+ cinema score. So as a premium guild member, you can watch King of Kings and access fan-curated films and receive 2 free tickets to every theatrical release. And the best part is that you are part of deciding what stories get told next. Experience the power of King of Kings, a film that's moving hearts and inspiring faith. Visit angel.com/Dana to watch now and be part of this life-changing movement by becoming a guild member. That's angel.com/Dana.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
President Trump, Biden aides who used to work here are in talks with Republicans in Congress to go and testify about what they did or didn't do to possibly conceal President Biden's decline. Do you think that Dr. Jill Biden should also have to come in and testify about what she did or didn't do?
Well, I hate the concept of it. It's the wife of a man who was going through a lot of problems, and everybody that dealt with him understood that. And I guess it came out during the debate loud and clear. That was the biggest signal of all. They have to do what's right. The country was, there was a lot of dishonesty in the election, as you know, of 2020. That's been now caught. People understand it was a rigged election. And when you go further out, when you see the auto pen, I mean, I think the auto pen is going to become one of the great scandals of all time, because you have somebody operating it or a number of people operating. Because I knew Joe Biden. Joe Biden wasn't in favor of opening up borders, letting 21 million people into this from prisons and mental.
So POTUS and Elon Musk are, you go ahead, let this play in our side by side. They're holding a press availability. And I like the way that Musk just handled the New York Times. In that, when Peter Ducey was asking about the New York Times, and Musk accurately said, "Yes, they won a Pulitzer Prize for the Russiagate, the Russia misinformation story, the story of the shopped Oppo that went through Fusion GPS." Which, again, I'll remind everyone, Fusion GPS was an unregistered foreign agent lobbyist. Like they, I don't know how they were not in compliance with the FARA Act, but they weren't. And they were actually lobbying on behalf of real Russian oligarchs that were caught up in the Magnitsky Act. And that was an act that was passed against these oligarchs that apparently killed this guy. The reports are that they killed a guy who was blowing the whistle on their embezzlement and financial fraud. And so there were sanctions that were levied against these certain Russian oligarchs. And so Fusion GPS, Natalia Levitskaya, all of that, those people were lobbying in D.C. on behalf of these oligarchs to get the Magnitsky Act overturned. And so they were all involved in this. They were the ones who shopped, who laundered this information through the press. And the New York Times wrote about all of it. And they won awards for it. And it was all literal, actual fake news. And keep in mind, as I noted in our first hour, you know, all of these entities, too, these are the same entities that were shopping the idea that the laptop story was completely fake. People like, there were tons of people, myself included, tons of people that had their social media accounts suspended for even talking about stuff after the New York Times said you shouldn't talk about it, it's fake news. So yeah, it was, and even Elon Musk in the story, as Lorraine noted, six graphs down, they even had to say that Elon Musk was like, yeah, I was prescribed ketamine, you know, to help with depression, etc. And I really don't like doing illegal drugs. The way that they're responding to this, first off, there are a lot of people who do use different things for therapeutic purposes. And I think it's a really dangerous thing to stigmatize someone and act like everything that they're doing is somehow invalid because they had one issue that they were honest enough to be transparent about in the manner in which they dealt with it. Just shame on the people who feed into that. You're what's wrong with this country. So let's be real. Medical freedom isn't just a catchphrase. It's your right. Your health decisions belong to you and not the government, not Big Pharma, and definitely not some unelected bureaucrat. So that's why I'm all in on what All Family Pharmacy is doing. They're putting medical power back where it belongs, and that's in the hands of you, Americans. Through the end of June, they're making it even easier to take back control because when you control your health, you protect your family, your future, and your freedom. Get 20% off site-wide. No insurance, no problem. No insurance needed, and licensed doctors in all 50 states. You'll also receive fast shipping straight to your doorstep. This isn't just about convenience. It's also about freedom. You can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, you can get methylene blue, emergency kits, antibiotics, whatever you need to be prepared, proactive, and protected. So visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use promo code Dana20 to get 20% off your order. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana20. Don't wait for permission. Own your health and take your freedom seriously.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody. Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Yikes. So in Arkansas, a kindergarten graduation erupted into a wild brawl between parents as children screamed, stop, stop. It's a kindergarten graduation. WREG, the network down there, TV network down there, had the video. You can hear the kids are, I don't even think you can play the audio because there's some cursing in it. But it was the West Memphis's Falk Elementary. And the children were screaming in the corridor. They were screaming to stop. Taller men stood in the middle to separate. It was the women that started throwing, that were fighting. And then the men started throwing punches. The fight was eventually broken up. And no injuries were reported. Nobody knows why the fight actually started. But it was a brawl at literally a kindergarten graduation. And I just feel so bad for those kids. Because those are their parents. Their parents that are fighting.
They were telling the parents to stop.
The kids are trying to parent the parents. Right. I can't even deal. Oh my gosh. This is going to be a nightmare. The Grand Tour, I love the original show with Jeremy Clarkson and Richard Hammond and James May. So now they're doing a younger and digital lineup. And they have these two, I mean, the guys that they have, they do a car show. It's called Throttle House. And I've seen some of that before, and that's pretty decent. But that doesn't mean that you can literally host, you know, like your own series. And then they have this other guy who's like a comedian or influencer or whatever on with it. One of the reasons why this is going to be horrible and it's not going to do anything, no offense to these guys, and that's because they're not Jeremy Clarkson and Richard Hammond and James May. That relationship made that show. That was the original. You just can't. It's not because people want to watch a great show about cars and travel. They were watching three legitimate friends who were really good at what they did. enjoy these hobbies. That's what people tuned in for. You can't replicate that. That's a stupid move by Amazon. China is now the biggest debt collector in the developing world, according to a new report. And that's because of the Belt and Road Initiative. Absolutely. And they're doing that to shore up their influence and their control. Pennies are going away. Basically, it's like 3 cents to make 1 cent. So spend them or keep them. I don't care. But they're going away. Pennies are going away. Let's see. And we're going to have a lot of killer heat warning top forecasters. It's about time because it's been cloudy and kind of cool here in Texas, and I'm ready for a dry heat. Stick with us. We have more in store next. Hey, folks. So I want to share something important that every American should be aware of. We're seeing a lot of economic uncertainty right now. You have the national debt rising, global trade tensions impacting markets, and tariffs with higher prices on the stuff that everybody uses every day. It's not about panic. It's about preparation. So this is why I partnered with Goldco, the top-rated precious metals company, to help you take a step towards protecting your financial future. Smart investors look to hard assets like gold and silver to help weather the storm. It's a strategy that's been used for generations. And right now, you can get a free 2025 gold and silver kit that breaks it all down for you. And if you qualify, you could receive unlimited bonus silver, real silver, matched to your account with no taxes or penalties. It's a smart move that could help you feel more secure with what lies ahead. Visit danalikesgold.com to get started. That's danalikesgold.com and move forward with confidence.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody. And nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with a Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
POTUS is still in the Oval Office talking to the press. Elon Musk spoke to the press as well. He was also asked about that New York Times story, which he said, yes, the New York Times, exactly what we said in the first hour. His response was exactly what was needed. Yes, the same New York Times that ran with the Russian disinformation story is trying to shop a piece that somehow Doge is invalid because Elon Musk said that he had apparently used ketamine once, or he uses ketamine prescription to help with depression. And I just, for the media to try to invalidate, and first off, for the media to try to act like he's just high as a kite all the time, ignoring the Hunter Biden stuff. Let's not forget, Hunter Biden was literally smoking crack and snorting blow, and he's going to White House meetings, and he was accompanying his father, the president of the United States at the time, on Air Force One to go to foreign countries to visit world leaders and dignitaries on official White House business while all of that was happening. So spare us the concern. They're trying to find any kind of way possible to invalidate the decision to save billions, hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars that has been wasted through USAID on these exact organizations now that are running these hit pieces on the mastermind of the entity that went and publicized the waste, fraud, and abuse of USAID and these media entities to begin with. You see how cyclical this is? So welcome back. Dana Lash with you. If we have the New York Times thing, can we play that once more? I know we just need to play it once more because it was a very, as soon as you get it, just let me know. It was a very good soundbite. And I'm glad that POTUS came out swinging for him live in the Oval Office. And then he gave him, what was that, a key?
Yeah.
It was a key that he gave. I didn't know if it was a pen. I couldn't White see House it from the monitor.
White House key.
Oh, White House key. Okay. In a very fancy box. So he gave him that as a thank you for everything that he was doing. So this was, I'm glad that he came out hitting the way that he did because he needed to. And I think that story's going to go away. I just don't know how the press or anyone else can sit here and be up in arms about what Doge is doing, saving taxpayer dollars, while every which way they could to try to invalidate it, they attempted it. And then going after Musk. And the other thing too, and I said this, I think, before we went to headlines, do you know how dangerous it is to denigrate people who are dealing with any kind of mental issue, acting as though anything that they do is invalidated because of that issue? I mean, okay, let's apply that to trans then. I mean, okay, turnabout's fair game. Let's do it to trans. I mean, those are your rules, right, left? I mean, to denigrate people that are dealing with their own mental health issues. And by the way, the only reason anybody even knows about it is because he was so transparent about it and he just said it to his biographer. If we have that, this was the exact way that he needed to handle this. Go ahead and play it if we got it.
Thank you, President Trump. The president mentioned that you had to deal with all the slings and arrows during your time at Doge. There's this.
Well, some of the people, you know, some of the media organizations in this room were the slingers.
Well, so there is a New York Times report today that accuses you of blurring the line between.
Is the New York Times, is that the same publication that got a Pulitzer Prize for false reporting on the Russiagate? Is it the same organization?
I think
the judge just ruled against New York Times for their lies about the Russiagate hoax, and that they might have to give back that Pulitzer Prize. That New York Times, let's move on.
That was good. That was a good way to answer it. That's the exact way that it needed to be dealt with. That's true. And all they said, all the media, all that entity said was, oh, these were texts that we saw texts of people talking about it. If you read the article, Kane, is that evidence? That sounds so dumb. With that, we saw texts that someone said that he did that. And so it must be true. That's the dumbest stuff I've ever. The left needs to be really, really careful about devolving evidentiary standards. Really be careful. Because, again, I warn you guys, and you think I'm joking, but I'm serious. I am deathly serious. I would never run for the highest office in the land because I would be glad rail with the one ring and I would make certain people's lives such a hellscape and I would totally abuse my authority to do it. Oh my gosh. I guarantee you, I promise you, Boy Scouts honor, and I'm not a Boy Scout, I would absolutely do it. So, yeah, you might want to be careful about that because I would have so many people on lists. Oh, man, it would be crazy. Yes, I would. I'd have them on lists, and not just for, like, blatant things, too. Like, if you're wearing unhemmed denim, you're on a list. I can't stand that trend. Hem the denim. That's like poor people from the 1930s wear. What is up with that? All right, that's a whole other issue. I have other, before I get too deep into that, I have some other things we got to hit too. I mentioned to you the Nelly Orr thing. I'm going to go back to that really quickly. This is a New York Post piece that came out yesterday. Day before yesterday. Nelly Orr. Now, you guys remember her husband is Bruce Orr. Bruce Orr is in the Department of Justice, was in the Department of Justice. This was under Obama Biden. Go all the way back to 2016. Nelly Orr worked for Fusion GPS, which is an opposition research firm. And they also did lobbying on behalf of Russian oligarchs. Now, Nelly Orr was at Fusion GPS, okay? The DNC hired a law firm called Perkins Coie as their middleman, and Perkins Coie worked with Fusion GPS. The DNC and Hillary Clinton, Perkins Coie was the law firm that they worked at, that they worked with for her 2016 campaign. And so they hired this law firm. They were working with Perkins Coie. Perkins Coie enlisted the help of Fusion GPS. And then they were trying to take this like stupid oppo research that, can I just say, having seen everything that they had in this dossier, I cannot believe anybody would pay for that. Literally everything that was in that dossier is nothing was new at the time. It was all old, like, you know, thrown about like Reddit rumors and all kinds of goofy stuff that they tried to wrap up to make it look like it was legitimate information. And they brought this disgraced former British spy, Chris Steele, in to attach his name to it to make it look like it was more reputable. So literally, they just cobbled together a bunch of internet comments and they fashioned it into this dossier. They paid off Chris Steele to attach his name to it to make it look like it was above board and to make it look like he was the one that was bringing it to people and shopping it. And then through that, they had this information. They were leaking it to different reporters, friendlies. And we know a couple of them, but the other names were redacted. We know that because of court filings. And they would, these reporters would take this information and they would rehash it in their respective publications under their bylines. And then Nelly Ower at Fusion GPS would kick this stuff over to her husband, Bruce Ower at the DOJ. He took those stories, took them to the FISA court, and along with a couple of discredited FBI guys, and were like, look at these stories. Where there's smoke, there's fire. This means that we really need to get a surveillance warrant on some of these folks in the Trump administration. There's some Russian there's some Russian stuff happening here. And they were able to bypass, through corrupt members of FISA, they were able to bypass all the proper protocol that safeguard people against this being weaponized against them and them being put under surveillance for petty political reasons. They bypassed all of that and they got wiretaps and these surveillance warrants on people like Carter Page and that. And sidebar, remember Carter Page, they were going at him. The FBI was going at him and they were trying to act like they leaked his name in the press and all these stories started appearing that Carter Page was this. He was this Russian stooge. He was spying for the Russians. The CIA had to get involved. How embarrassing is this? Carter Page was a CIA asset against Russia. And the CIA actually had to divulge that prematurely to stop the corrupt people at the top of the FBI from going through with us. That is how stupid this is. The judge that signed off on the FISA warrant, she was gone. She had to leave. She's no longer in the FISA court. The DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign each were fined pretty severely because they did not list all the money that they spent on this stuff as part of their federal election campaign disclosures. And so they got into a lot of trouble for it. I don't know how Fusion GPS didn't get in trouble for not being for being an unregistered FARA agent, Foreign Agents Registration Act. That's the thing. What's the guy who went to jail? He was... had advised the first Trump campaign. Manafort. He went to jail for it being that was the charge that got him in jail, was he was an unregistered FARA agent. Foreign Agents Registration Act, he didn't comply. Fusion GPS, from everything that's been reported, never registered either, and yet they were lobbying on behalf of literal Russian oligarchs against the Magnitsky Act to get that repealed. So that is the whole, that's the genesis of that. That's how that happened. And so bring me back to this piece. So Nelly Ower, all of this stuff is coming out now. It's all the receipts came out about her involvement in drafting and disseminating that repackaged YouTube comments, basically as a dossier. She was working for Fusion GPS and she had lied about it. How she didn't know about the DOJ's parallel investigation into the matter. Well, the DOJ had a parallel investigation because her husband, Bruce Ower, worked at the DOJ and led it. Really? How did he get the information from Fusion GPS? His wife, Nellie, maybe, who worked there? Are you kidding me? Well, now there's evidence out that shows she absolutely compiled all of that information. She was the one who compiled the information that Chris Steele was trying to push off on everybody like it was his. They were going to launder it through Chris Steele and use his past affiliation as a British spy to legitimize the nonsense that they were selling. And she was absolutely behind it. And there are all of these FBI documents now that show that she sent emails. She was trying to delete her emails. She was trying to scrub her history on it because she knew what she was doing was illegal. And they, all of this is out. Thumb drives that had all of the stuff that she researched, that she personally passed to the FBI. Her husband, who was the deputy associate attorney general at the time, he received all of these emails. She sent all this stuff to him. Now, keep in mind, she also was telling everyone publicly she had no idea about the parallel investigation over at the DOJ that just happened to be using the exact same information that she had researched and was sending to these reporters to launder through the press. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And remember, the biggest accusation was this was that Carter Page had met with the Russian officials and that the Kremlin had Trump over a barrel. That was ultimately like their biggest. This was the stupidest thing. And all of this information now is coming out. The House Judiciary and Oversight Committees, they started looking into this. Mark Meadows at the time had accused her of knowingly giving false testimony. Why is she not in jail then? Why is Nellie Oher not in jail? I really do think that she should be convicted and jailed. Because what she did was traitorous. She was actively working, her and her dippy husband, Bruce Ohr, at the DOJ. They were actively working to undermine a free and fair election in 2016. That is how unbelievable this is. And they're not even smart enough to scrub everything and hide it. So all of that's coming out now. All of these receipts, now that there's a change in leadership. Now, I'm going to tell you too, just because there's a change in leadership at the FBI and elsewhere does not mean I trust those agencies yet. Because there were a lot of deputies under those heads, those department heads that were entirely corrupt. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Bruce Ohr. So it doesn't change just because you have like Kash Patel there. So I want people to realize just switching James Comey and then Kash Patel, just switching that out doesn't legitimize or redeem the past offenses of that bureaucracy. It's great that Patel's in there, but I don't trust the deputies that are right under him anymore. So it's still something you need to be very suspicious of and very discerning about. But all of this is just now, all of these receipts. Yes, she knew all about it all. She thought she deleted some of these emails and turns out she hadn't. They recovered them. I guess they were in her trash can. I'm not even kidding you. Like, she thought she deleted them. You know, I mean, you got to like empty that. It doesn't work that way. She didn't actually delete all of them. So they found all of this stuff. The truth always wills out. It always wins every time.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody. And nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
This week, there was a video on board a plane that showed the First Lady of France slapping her husband, Emmanuel Macron. Do you have any world leader to world leader marital advice on
the phones? Make sure the door remains closed.
My favorite thing about this is the camera, that as soon as they pick up on what Ducey's asking, they're like, oh, get on Trump. And they start zooming in on him. And he knows it. He's aware of it. The camera speaks, man. And that was that's the funniest thing about this. Cause it's like, oh, you know, he's going to say something just totally smart ass and it's going to be good. And they're like, we got to zoom right in on him. Like, get Elon out, get right on Trump's face. That was a good answer. Yeah. Keep that door closed. Just be aware. All right. Today's stupidity came.
Remember when Martha's Vineyard was upset that 20 illegals came to them like a year and a half ago
and then they
had the National Guard pull them out.
I do.
Well, let's play cut 10 and just hear the contrast.
I think it could be any of us next.
Martha's Vineyard resident Jane Catch held a sign yesterday at the Vineyard Haven terminal warning visitors.
The island has a history of supporting people who are different.
Except you don't, though, immigrants. Is the thing. The island doesn't have a history of such a thing.
Yeah, it doesn't at all. Folks, that does it for us today. Have a great weekend. Find us YouTube, Facebook, like, and subscribe. I'll be back on here with you Monday.